Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We say and what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Miss Ashley is here. My hair is red, and I look like Aaron Osborne. Jeff is here, too. It's a, just a freaking happy hump day party. What's going on, everybody?
Leave it to Lady Banga.
You know, I'm like, you know me. I'm always I'm driving around Los Angeles every day. If I don't do nothing, I put miles on my car.
Girl, I hope you don't have a lease, because that's going to hurt.
No, I own this puppy. So I know, right? I could never have a lease, even if I'm just like, I'm the person who goes, hey, let's go to Vegas this weekend, and we're in Vegas, and I don't think two thoughts about it. Like, it's like, yeah. So it's one of those things where I'm not afraid to, like, drive somewhere, and I've driven to Texas, I've driven all over, so I'd be done.
Yeah,
I
think a lease would work out so well for you.
No,
I can't imagine it working out in L.A. That's one of my biggest fears, that if Mike and I ever actually finally do make the big move, I am not a person that does well with gridlock. I can't stand it. I will start screaming at people like it will not be cute. I will be learning every back road. I don't care if it takes me an hour to get there as long as I'm constantly moving.
Right. They've got plenty of back roads. They've got side roads. They've got canyons. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get around this city, but, yeah, it's traffic.
Take
and
the
when, you
public
know what?
Transportation. Take the subway.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. No, the subway? Red, I've driven. I've got on the subway before. Like, I do it in New York, so out here I never would do it. And I was like, why don't I do it here? I mean, I did it in New York, and New York's a lot more scarier than L.A.
Well, you know,
it's actually pretty cool.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, like, so many people, they get this, like, it's so funny. Amy and I were talking about this the other day, about, like, public transportation. And she's like, I ain't riding a bus. Are you kidding me? She's like, I know you wouldn't ride the bus neither. I'm like, okay, you're talking to someone that lived in New York City. People just think there's such a stigma with it. I'm like, okay, let's talk about this, all right? All right, even if you own your car outright, you're going to have to carry at least liability insurance on that puppy, which in L.A. I'm sure is not running you cheap. Even just for liability. Forget about if you want to carry full coverage, comp and collision, road service, rental, the work.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what I have.
And then you've got to put gas in that car. And half the time in L.A., you're sitting there in traffic, your car's just running, draining gas for no reason. All right. When I lived in New York,
$4 a gallon, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You get yourself the monthly commuter pass, which I believe my Metro card in New York was good for unlimited for the month. I think it was on the subway and possibly the bus as well. I think it was anything MTA with the exception of, like, Long Island Railroad and connection.
Right, it covers it all.
Transit. But, yeah, and it was, like, $85 a month. How can you beat that?
Hell no. I'm telling you right now, if we get out there and we get picked up on anything, whether it be the radio, TV, whatever the case is, honey, part of my contract will be that there is a car service available because I am so out of touch. I don't even know what the gas prices are here because I barely drive and I barely ever put gas in the car, so I have no idea what it is. And the other morning I had to drop Joe off to work because I had the insurance agent come and appraise the thing that happened to my car. And I drove by, like, a bus stop, and there was, like, hundreds of people. I'm like, what?
Yes.
I didn't even know.
That that's the fun of it. Do you know how many really cool people you meet on the subway? I met some. I wish I could, like, go back and do it again. Like, seriously, you know, if we ever get picked up on a reality show or even doing a, you know, just regular interview for our show here, it would be so much fun to ride the bus or the subway or they got the trolley in San Francisco and just do interviews. Walk up and say, hey, how you doing? How's it going?
You have fun with that, buddy, because it's not going to happen. I have never been on public transportation.
I love the subway.
I'm not going to start now. It has nothing to do with no stigma of it. I don't even care for riding in planes with people because I just don't like to be around that many strangers. It's not a thing for me.
Right.
I just don't care for it. It's not my cup of tea.
Oh, come on.
It really is not that bad. And especially if you go, okay. Because, like, one time I was going to come to downtown L.A., right? from my house, at that particular time, it was traffic. So it was like, it was at least an hour drive. A friend of mine that I was with, she was like, let's just take the subway. I mean, it'll drop us off right there, and we might have to walk 2 blocks. Let's just take the subway. And I was like, okay, this is the first time I had ever got on it. I was like, okay, you know how to do it? And she's like, yeah. And she goes,
you
know, why are you acting like you've never been on a subway? And I was like, I've never been on one in L.A. I've been on the one in New York. I mean, there's a system. I don't know the system. What train do we catch? And so she's like, no, I got it. So we went, parked the car, got on the subway, and literally an hour drive, we were there in 20 minutes. And I was like, I will never, ever, ever, ever. Like, if I'm coming to downtown L.A., I will never drive here during rush hour. If I know I can get on a train and be here in 20 minutes. This is crazy. It was nuts.
So
business professionals. Everyone had on their, you know, iPods and earphones. And everybody was doing their thing. And then even, like, a little family got on and started singing for money. I was, like, loving it.
Are you kidding me? It's so awesome. Like, well, I love it when I would always have my iPod on riding the subway because I took it everywhere. And you would get the people that would come on, they'd start, you know, yelling about the end of the world and preaching. I found it really quite fascinating, to be honest. I would be the one person that would take my earphones out and actually listen to them. I'm like, whatever else in my life, am I going to have the opportunity to have someone come up to me and yell at me about the Bible for free and not ask me for money? They're just genuinely concerned about my poor soul, my poor Christian soul.
Yeah, and they want to save your soul. Exactly. And it's like it's the most entertaining thing because they're pretty smart. Like they'll say things that you're like, wow. And then they're kind of crazy. And so it's like the best. It's like the best thing ever.
The only thing that's bad is when they try to follow you home, then I gotta draw the line because that's just borderline stalking. I'm like, look, buddy, you got your chance on the number three. I am now home. I'm gonna go upstairs, I'm gonna masturbate to some gay porn, get out of my face.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Karen,
yowza.
He's all yours.
I know. Thanks. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm back, baby.
Mike J. it's been, how long was the last time we talked? And look at you. We're not even, are we even 10 minutes into the show? We're not even 10 minutes into the show.
We're not even 10 minutes. I think I beat my personal record. Well, you know what it was, you guys. It's because I was off last night. I had a little night of pampering and, some such. But,
time out.
Time out.
Some sex? Did you say pampering and sex?
No, I said pampering. No sex. No sex.
Oh, I thought you said
Karen,
sex. I was like, oh, my God.
He didn't get no sex. Because let me tell you what this bitch was doing. He was creeping.
What?
He thought he was going to be fly, press star 6-7, and then call into the show thinking his number was going to be blocked. I saw that shit. So he's sitting there creeping in for the show. And then the next thing I see the switchboard lighting up, and he's typing away to me. I'm like, bitch, you got the night off. I hung up on him once.
Right, if you can't call in, then don't be calling to talk to me.
I pulled a Katrina. Pulled a Katrina call and creeping.
Right. I love it when she creeps because I'm like, I just like the fact that she would.
Oh, and that's the thing with this show. You never know who's going to be calling in, listening to what's coming out, you know?
I've called and creeped. I've called and sat in and just kind of listened, and I was like, don't announce me. I'm just listening because I wonder how the show is when I'm not on it. And then I also like to hear how you guys' chemistry is, you know? I mean, it might be different.
Terrible.
It might be something I could learn
Terrible.
From that. No, it's not. Don't let
me
hear you say that.
She'll
smack you
beside
your head.
Oh, don't worry. I'm texting her ass right now.
You know Jeff's going to tell on you. It is what it is.
My night of pampering, I got to tell you guys, it was a little...
Yes, tell us.
All right. I mean, it's not any news, I suppose I should say. Well, maybe it is news because it's only the second time I've dyed my hair brown. Like, naturally, my hair is a dirty blonde. And for years, probably since I was like 16 or 17, I've always had it frosted or put in the blonde highlights or something. I've always gone, I don't like dirty blonde. It just looks, well, dirty. So I've always put in the blonde highlights because I'm like, no, I'm a blonde. I was born blonde. That's what I'm supposed to be. Well, totally switched gears. And like before Christmas, before New Year's, dyed my hair brown, like a nice rich brown. you know.
Right.
Everyone loved it. They're raving, like, oh, it makes your skin look darker. Oh, it's beautiful. Go brown, go brown. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Right.
So, I you know, bought my dye kit a couple of weeks ago at Wegmans, John Frieda, the lovely foam. It's like $12. Can't go wrong. Well, now my hair has this sort of weird reddish undertones to it. I look like Sharon Osbourne, love. I look like Sharon Osbourne. Brutal.
Well, your hair is probably growing out. That's what it is.
I
the
just
lighter
got a cut.
Hair is growing out. Yeah, but the lighter hair is good. Or maybe it was the, you know, like, guys, your hair grows really fast. So maybe that's the new stuff. You
no,
know? And then,
honey,
you know what?
I'm
those
you.
Colors, those John Friedas and all that, I know it's great, it's cheap, but they fade. And they probably faded into a, not a rich red, but more of like.
Well, no, it was red after I dyed it. Like, because it did fade. I'll give you that. No, it really did. Like, I didn't even realize how because it was so gradual, and then I was looking at my hair, I'm like, what the hell? Is that blonde? What is that?
Yeah, you
and then I realized,
that.
I'm like, oh, that's my natural color, and plus there was still some older highlights because I tried to dye over the highlights, which made it just, I don't know, look different. It looked kind of good the first time around. So I dyed it again, and that's when I'm like, depending on how the light hits it, and especially in sunlight, it's got this weird sort of dark, deep red, purplish undertone to it, which is kind of cool in a way because it makes my eyes look green. I'm like, who would have thought? But I just look at myself and I'm like, whoa, Sharon, how you doing, lovely?
No, you look like Tori Spelling when she was on the Love Boat and shit.
When was she on the Love Boat? When was that?
She was a guest star, yeah, when she was a kid. And that was when her mother always gave her, like, that bowl bob cut kind of thing. And that's exactly what his hair was looking like last week. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm like, I can't even Skype with you no more because your hair is offending to my face.
Oh, Lord.
Offending to my face.
So,
but besides the hair,
like
it was a lovely thing. I
do.
You know what? I think because I got it cut. Because in addition to my $12 box of color, I also went to Supercuts and got a $8 haircut.
You guys got
it. Let's put
it
this way. Mike J is not one for rolling at the high-end salons. Let me tell you. You can get a very nice box of color for $12, and you can go get yourself a nice haircut at the Supercut for $8. You just have to make sure.
I'm the exact opposite.
Really?
My sister's a colorist. So she specializes in color. So I have to go and get, you know, color. You know, I got to go to certain places to get the color. But anytime I step into a hair salon, I'm coming out $300, $200 easily.
Holy
it's only
crap.
When I go
okay.
just to get my hair blow-dried, then that's cheap. Like, I'll go and get, you know, my hair blow-dried for, like, $45.
Yeah. $45 to blow? You pay someone $45 to blow-dry your hair?
They wash it, they blow-dry
it. I'll do it for you. I'll do
they
it
for wash
$25.
They blow dry it, and they flat iron it. You know I'm a black girl.
I'll do it for $25. You got
$25. I might have you do it depending on how the weather is over in, Rhode Island when I go for the wedding.
Here's the thing, though. Like, the most I've ever spent on a haircut or a combination of hair and highlight is probably $75. The most, you know,
right.
And I mean, now it's not that I'm cheap, it's just I've got them trained at Supercuts. Like, you can't just, here's the thing with Supercuts, they do a great job, but you have to tell them how to cut your hair, because if you just show up, they will totally bust out the
You'll
clipper,
get the bowl cut.
Put it on a number two, and the whole head, done, you know, so now I've got my thing, I go in, and I'm like, okay, you can do a number two, on the back, tapered up a little bit. I need you to do scissors around the ears, about this length, and then when you're all done, I need you to bust out the texturing scissors and thin it out a bit. Good. Good to go. So they look at me like I'm
you're
crazy.
You're very knowledgeable.
Because, well,
I don't
know
trust
how to
them people.
Right, because they're like...
I don't trust them Supercuts people.
Half the time they look at me like, excuse me? You're telling me, the hairdresser, how to cut your hair? And I want to be like, honey... Let's work at Supercuts. No offense. I'll give you a really good tip if you follow my instructions. The letter.
Wow.
You are
trying
to piss people off.
It's not JCPenney's salon. I love the folks at Supercuts, though. I've got to say, I've only ever had a bad experience once, and that was my fault because I did not tell them how to cut my hair. I just walked in there and let them do their thing. I mean, I'm not saying anything against Supercuts is great, and I'm not trying to diss any of the people that work there. It's just that I think they are so used to. Right, I mean, obviously
they
have to be.
They just got out of college, and they couldn't get hired nowhere else. That's what's up.
Well,
I
mean,
the Supercut is an $8 cut, and the $8 cut is, like you said, a number two, and it's just a standard cut. It's not anything fancy. So if you go want anything fancy, then you need to go somewhere, or like you said, you need to tell them, or you need to go somewhere that will give you
something. Right, I mean, you got to tell them, and then I tip them very well. Like, yeah, I have an $8 haircut, but I'll tip them, like, 10, you know? And that's what I tell them.
You lie so fucking bad. You're probably tipping them $2. So you
have
the $10 minimum on the credit card. I know
you. No, that's one thing. Like, I got to say, if you do right by me and my hair and how I want it to look, you will get a good tip.
I'm a good tipper.
That's one thing I can say. I will tip if I look good.
Yeah.
So they know.
You know what? I have to take you guys to something when you come here, because I don't know why this made me think of it, but, like, inexpensive, like, they have places out here, and it's amazing. It's called, like, foot massage places, right? And it's called, yeah, like, they'll have it, foot massage, right? But basically what it is, it's an hour massage for $20. $20.
That's about
you
as
go,
good as
those
chairs in the mall.
No, it's totally different. You go, and, like, you sit on this, like, there's, like, almost like an ottoman. But it's an ottoman and it almost looks like a recliner, right? But the recliner lays down flat like a bed. Like it's a massage table. So, but you sit on the ottoman, you bring out this big, barrel of water, and it's like warm water with all this like herbs and stuff in it, right? So you put your feet in there and you soak your feet, and they massage your neck, your shoulders, your back. Like they're massaging you while you sit there for about 10 minutes. Then they lay you on your back, and they massage your face, your head, your neck, your shoulders again, and they massage your arms, your hands. Then they get on your feet, and they do reflexology and really, like, massage your feet. And, like, your feet, you know, and then after that, they'll do your legs. And then they'll flip you around and, like, do your back kind of again. But it's an hour massage for $20.
Now I got a question for you. We'll definitely have to go there, but for $30, can I get the massage with the happy ending?
I know a shady place, that I think they do happy endings, because when I went in there, they told me the massage was $50, and my boyfriend had went in there, they said it was $20. I know, and I was like, what?
I'm down.
That place is
I'll pay $50 if there's a happy ending. I'm all right with that.
They gave me this high price. I was like, $50? What? And he went in there, and they were like, oh, yeah, it's $20 for $20 one hour. And I was like, what? I was like, damn, oh, my gosh, we're doing happy endings. Like, seriously. But, yeah, no, I mean, no, they don't do happy endings at this place. This place is a legit place. And it's
now Michael doesn't
want to
go.
I know, right?
No, I'll still go. I'll forgo the happy ending.
We're gonna find you someone out here to give you the happy ending. That's a whole nother conversation.
My homegirl Stephanie's out there. I met her in Arizona. She's my aunt's friend. And this bitch is the only person that has ever cut my hair, because the one side of my hair just grows in differently, and it just, you have to like cut the one side shorter than the other, but not, you know, make it noticeable. She's the only person that's ever cut my hair right without me saying a word to her. She's coming to the wedding. I can't wait. So she's giving me a haircut in July. And in August, I know she's a little further. I think she's further south from L.A., but believe me when I tell you, I'm going to find me some motherfucking time to get down to her ass, and we're going to get her some haircuts.
Okay.
Because this bitch is amazing. Oh, and then she gave me this color. I always wanted, like, a red color. And I would try to explain, like, the red highlight that I wanted because I have natural red highlights,
mm-hmm.
and nobody ever got it right. She got it perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you'd love my sister. She's a colorist. She can get you any color you want.
Well,
she's
girl,
cool.
We don't invite her
to.
I'm
going to have to think about this for our photo shoot because I don't know if I want to still be brown at that time or
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to bring the blonde back. Maybe we'll have to do a contest and let our listeners vote as to what hair color it should be for the photo shoot.
Right, vote
and purple,
for my fake hair.
It's not going to be one of them. Yeah, purple is not going to be one of them. But
the
I had a great
the eggplant parmesan is not going to work.
No. I mean, no. I don't want to have my mother's hair color either. I love you, Mom. So, you know, I had a great night, you know, so although I did miss being here on, you know, the thing with y'all, I had a great time. Amy and I did a little bit of shopping. We went to the Olive Garden. They have this great dinner special going on. You get a unlimited breadsticks, soup or salad, and an entree, and then a little dessert. It's like $12.95.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat it. I'm telling you guys, go to the Olive Garden. It's so
good.
So good.
You guys have Maggiano's?
Yeah.
And you're in New York, Maggiano's?
No, we have Carrabba's.
Okay, no. There's this place called Maggiano's. It's the craziest place because it's great Italian food, right? I go there all the time, but I usually order, like, crazy stuff. Like, I try to cook things I would never cook at home. So I go there the other day, and I order lasagna because I was just craving lasagna, and the lady was like, yeah, we've got really good lasagna. So I was like, I'll just take lasagna. I just want something classic. And she's like, okay, so what do you want to take home? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, when you order one of our classic dishes, you get a free take home. And I'm like, get out of here. So, yeah, it's like you got like 8 different things to choose from. You pick whatever you pick, and then you get a free dinner to take home. And it's
that
only like $12, yeah. And you get, like, the salad. You get all that stuff, too.
Wow. Yeah, that's
amazing.
The thing. Like, that's one of the things I do have to say I miss about living in such a large city like New York or L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You have those little, you know, homegrown, classic, been in this family
mm-hmm.
for generations sort of restaurants, like legit
yes.
Italian, you know, or all these, you know, there's so many, or even Chinese or Asian, Thai
yes.
food. You can't get that. Like, I mean, I love Rhode Island. Don't get me wrong, because we've got our seafood. You know, you can hit up
some
some clam diggers and those little oysters. Oh, so good, so good.
Well, I don't like any of that, but I would like the lobster and the shrimp.
The lobster, the lobster.
Any
and the
fresh
shrimp.
Fish?
No.
I would like any fresh. I don't
fresh
like.
Fish.
I'm not. I'm not an oyster clam mussel person. Cool.
Oh, well, you know, Karen, if you ever come up to Rhode Island or to visit or come on vacation, in the summer especially, we will take the ferry over to Block Island. It's this beautiful place, like right off the coast. So nice. Beautiful beaches. It's this little coastal, well, it's an island, New England village. And you can rent mopeds. You can see the whole thing in a day. So much fun.
Right.
So much fun. Jeff and I were going to do it over the summer and do a photo shoot, but somehow, well, I think we ended up having a hurricane, so it didn't work out. And then we all had to go live in the Hilton. I knew there was some reason we didn't do the moped. Good reason there was a hurricane.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was such a relaxing night for me last night, and I did buy a little something at Marshall's. I got myself a gigantic furry blanket that looks like a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Wait, that was still on last night?
What?
Everything last night.
Did you just spend the last 20 minutes talking about last night?
Well, no, I was interjecting about other things, too. So.
Okay, because I'm like, you know what, I just watched What's the Puss, Joan Rivers, you know, Joan Knows Best show, and that bitch went and got her a medical marijuana license and was smoking her some weed. Ended up in a hot tub fully dressed with high heels on and shit, and I'm sitting here like, maybe I need to start smoking weed again or something.
I know. Joan, I love Joan. Like, how old is Joan? Joan is like,
she's 70.
I don't know. Yeah, and she's like the most vivacious, just active. Like, she's doing it. Like, I want to be like her when I get older. Like,
I'm telling you. You got to check out the show.
I
don't know.
Who are, like, laying in the bed.
Tuesdays at 10 o'clock on the Wii channel. It is hysterical. And they're just getting to the part where Melissa, you know, they were filming over the summer, and Melissa broke up with her boyfriend then. So it's just getting to that. So it's I mean, it's kind of intense.
They're gonna get married.
Yeah, and come to find out, they were trying to have children. Like, she was getting the shots and everything. They were going to have a baby. So, I mean, I felt horrible for her. And, you know, Jones.
What happened? I don't even know the story.
He
like,
was just an
together.
Asshole. I mean, they haven't really replayed. If I remember correctly, when it happened, because it was right when I was actually trying to get her booked on our show, the boyfriend was, like, doing something on the internet that he shouldn't have been doing. And I don't know. And he was looking pretty rough because he was just on. I was looking at the show from last week, and he looked like he got hit by a bus.
Oh, man.
Like, he just
well,
wasn't looking good.
Well, now he's dating the porn guy. He's dating the guy who's, like, the owner of Vivid.
Now she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. But, you know, speaking of dating and people that are older, you know, how do we feel about age and friendship? Does it really matter if the person you're friends with is 25 years older than you?
Absolutely not.
You know, I think
it would not matter.
May make a difference, and we should talk about this, but after we come back from a news break.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
Jake.
I
am back on the air, and I am super excited because this time I am uncensored. I am unleashed. So please tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I am back on the airwaves with my good friend Eli. Feel free to call in 323-417-6705.
From Unscripted Radio, this is the Primetime Update.
Good evening. More news tonight from Los Angeles. Shocking story that continues to break. Officials at an elementary school rocked by the teacher. Sex abuse claims are investigating yet another allegation of misconduct. This one involving a teacher's aide accused of sending love letters to an 11-year-old boy. The mother of the fourth grader told the Los Angeles Times that the aide, a woman who appeared to be in her 50s, sent at least three letters to her son in 2009. The allegations come as school district administrators move to replace the entire staff at Miramonte Elementary School as the Los Angeles Unified School District investigates two veteran teachers arrested there last week. It was an exciting night for Rick Santorum, who is now a major player again in the Republican presidential race. The former Pennsylvania senator came out on top in the voting in all three contests Tuesday night, including an unexpected 5-point victory in Colorado's caucuses. Santorum also won the Minnesota caucuses by an 18-point margin and won by 30 points in the Missouri primary. Santorum moves on without any new delegates, but with plenty of momentum. Finally tonight, some health news. A caffeine inhaler called AeroShot claims to give users the same caffeine boost that's in a large cup of coffee. But some officials worry that the product, which is currently sold in Massachusetts, New York, and France, could also be the next club drug of abuse for young adults. Dr. David Edwards, a biomedical engineering professor at Harvard who helped create the product, says AeroShot is safe and it doesn't contain taurine, a popular supplement used to amplify caffeine's effects in energy drinks. However, Democratic U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York wants the FDA to review AeroShot, saying he fears it will be used as a club drug that young people will take to allow them to drink until they drop. For these stories and so much more, and on-demand episodes available at the click of a mouse, be sure you visit our website, that's unscriptedradio.com. Jeff and Karen, back to you.
Hello. Wow. That story about the school in Los Angeles is shocking and more shocking by the minute. Like, my prayers go out to those children because that school was run amok. Like, there's, like, I was reading online today that they're, like, kids were complaining. Kids had been saying stuff. Like, parents had said things, and people were like, oh, stop, you know, like a counselor told them, making up stories. Like, I mean, it wasn't like the signs or the signals weren't there. It's such a shocking story, and I just pray for those kids.
Absolutely. You know, and it's one of those things. I get, you know, so upset and shocked every time I look and when I'm putting these news breaks together, and there's just more about this school, more and more coming out.
It doesn't end. It doesn't end. It's so
unreal.
Scary.
Unreal. But, you know, it's one thing. You guys can count on us. We will keep you up to date as these stories unfold. But I was getting yelled at there a little bit because Jeffrey, who has so graciously planned out the entire shows for all of this week, was getting a little anxious because I think I screwed up his plan a little bit. I threw something out of order.
I don't even want to talk to you right now.
I know. You threw off some producer's feng shui, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get a little antsy. If we don't get to news break by like 9:30, I get a little antsy.
Don't put me in control. Don't have a meltdown. Expect me to do shit and then fucking take control again. So then when I'm fucking like, well, fuck you, you do it. And then you're like, no, fuck you, you do it. And you want
to. Then I'm
going
to have to do it. Not on time.
All right. Listen here, Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
He called you Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking cut him.
He's making it worse. He called you Elizabeth, and out of everybody in the whole wide world, you called him Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Before we go on to anything else, I've got to give a shout out. You know, our crazy cat lady, she listens on a regular, and we've had a loss in the hood. Miss Kitty, very, very old kitty, passed away yesterday, and I was a very bad friend. I was supposed to go over, and every time a cat goes, we do shots of Grand Marnier. And I went to dinner last night and then came home and wasn't feeling so hot, so I lay on the couch to settle my stomach and passed out and didn't wake up until, well, about time to do the show. So I didn't make it over there, and then I've just been kind of crazy today. But so everybody, just know, Miss Kitty, she was a good kitty. She would drink water with her paw, which always cracked me up, and the bitch would sing and sound like a dying child. So she will be missed. Rest in peace, Miss Kitty.
How many cats does the cat lady have?
I'm not allowed to say legally on air. The legal department has told me not to.
That bad.
That means I can never come within 3 feet of her house. I'm so allergic.
No.
So when I come to the wedding, I can't go meet the crazy cat lady because I'll be sneezing the whole trip. And have to take sinus medicine. And then I'll go, I can't drink because I had to take sinus medicine.
But Miss Kitty, you know, she was old as shit. And over the summer, like, you know, the crazy cat lady, she, you know, her cats are her best friends. And she, you know, she's devastated when one of the, you know, she loses one of them, which I understand now. And she, I was like, oh, Miss Kitty, she going to die. So, or I said, she going to die tomorrow or whatever. She's, or I said, she's going to die. And she goes, nope, she's not going to die tomorrow, but I can't guarantee the next day. And it was like the first time I'd ever heard her, like, kind of joke about a cat going. I was like, oh, bitch, I'm rubbing off. So it's been a little rough. So we're thinking about you.
Well, that's why you're friends. That's why you're friends, because you probably needed to help her, you know. It's just kind of deal with it. Especially if
I keep trying to tell her, you know, for every cat that goes, I could probably get her 3 new kittens, and she ain't fucking having it. And she told me she has, you know, her arsenal there. Her weapons of mass destruction. Oh, God, she's going to kill me. I'm just kidding. So
she did push one,
Jeff,
by the way.
What?
She did push one. She did push one.
Uh-oh.
Jeffrey?
No, I ain't say nothing. Nothing about, wait, ooh. Michael was the one that brought up the first time with her nuclear fallout shelter in the basement.
Great, crazy. Feel free to chime in.
We're so sorry for your loss. We're so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Miss Kitty was a she was a cat that was on the street before anybody owned any houses around here, and she adopted Marty. And then when I was putting this house together with Cindy, doing all the renovations, that cat adopted me. And then Marty got a job working on the road and asked me if I could take the kitty, and I'm like, well, I think the kitty already made that decision. And she's a Norwegian forest cat, and they sing. And according to legend and folklore, she's a Viking cat, and they sing. They used to put them, the Vikings, when they would go and pillage these villages, they would take this cat because of the singing, which does sound like somebody's beating on a child. And it can get very loud. And that was so cool. You could hear Miss Kitty a block away singing in a water dish. And she would stand
there.
It was great. She was a neighborhood kitty, and I'm going to miss her.
I miss her, and I didn't even get to know her. You know what? I'm very sorry for your loss. I know how sad it is to lose an animal because it's like they're part of the family, especially if she, you know, the way that you met and she adopted you. I totally get it. So
true.
I hope you feel better.
It doesn't get easier. It just hurts.
Now, Jeff, don't get any crazy ideas and ask her about taxidermy, okay? Just don't do it. We already went through this last week.
No. I got one comment. Jeffrey, you're a little crazy. I don't want any of my cats.
Okay.
They were a little crazy? Okay,
no.
He's all out there crazy.
A little crazy?
No. This coming from the bitch that has pet cemetery in her backyard, okay?
I was waiting.
Living across the street to see the animals reborn and come back out.
I got a really weird story. When I started the hole, but I can't really put a lot of oomph into it because I think I broke my wrist and I'm ignoring the doctor. But anyway, Scott, he finished digging, and there was this blue towel. So I pulled it up, and don't you know, a skeleton came up. There's a dog buried there, so Miss Kitty's not alone. So there really is a pet cemetery back there with the half dozen cats, and now we have a dog.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't even know it was back there.
No, didn't have a clue. And it was a very small dog, as in Miss Kitty was bigger than this dog. But we found that the skull came up and the bottom jaw bone came up, and I'm like, that's a dog, not a cat. But
small
dog.
I found some ads on Craigslist where the cats were either going to be put to sleep or they needed homes, and I sent them your number. So if you get any calls and new cats dropped off at your doorstep, love you.
Jeffrey, you know those weapons of mass destruction? I will hurt you.
Oh, boy. And on that note.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been saving my phone books. I'm good.
Jeffrey, there's no more Grand Marnier left.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, Lush.
Well, I had some help. Scott helped me drink a little, and Dale, what a weenie butt. He had about 1 ounce and became drunk in front of me inside of 10 minutes. I'm like, really?
For those of you who don't know that are listening, Dale is actually Jeffrey's cousin, and yes, he is kind of a weenie. And he also has a hat for my stepmom and wants to bone her. But that's another story.
Oh, he has a girlfriend now.
Oh.
We don't have to get into that one.
Oh, God.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, guys. Thank you for your nice words, and y'all have a good night.
You too, and I'll have a set of Grand Marnier when I get to the house, just in honor of Miss Kitty.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know what? I think we should have just one more round of applause for Miss Kitty.
Yay! I hate to hear when people lose their animals. It is a sad situation.
And I mean, Karen, I'm a little nervous because it's been like a week and we haven't heard from Ian after he lost his dog, and it's making me nervous. I don't know about you. Oh, my God, there he is. Thank God. No, his number just popped up. That's him.
Oh, awesome.
I'm sorry this is ruining your plan, Jeffrey. Ian, thank God you called in. You were making me nervous. You have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry I made you nervous. Speaking about the dog thing, people send me so many disturbing images of dogs getting beat up in China and some of them being hanged by their leash. That's just plain disturbing.
Oh, gosh. Where'd you hear about that, Ian?
A friend put him on it. It says, if you share this, Facebook will give $1. And I think that's kind of a scam. But showing these pictures really kind of messes me up. But then they showed one of a golden retriever, and then that just pretty much.
Wow. Well, post that on my wall so that I can be able to spread the word. We definitely don't want any animals being mistreated.
No, not at all. The address you gave me for your production to send in your DVD doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No, they sent me the package I sent you back to me.
Oh no. Okay, well you know what? Log on to Twitter and just send me a message and then I'll respond to you and make sure that I gave you the right address, because it is not unusual that I give out a wrong address or mix up the numbers or whatever. So I apologize and I will take care of the shipping for that.
It's not your fault. Don't worry about the shipping.
Just log on to my Twitter and send me a message, and then we'll be able to get the right address to you, okay?
Okay. Well, here's a Power Ranger trivia thing for you.
Uh-oh.
That you may know or may not know about. Apparently, on a newscast, one of the stunt couples for Power Rangers was arrested for murder.
Well, we all know about that.
Well, that wasn't none of us. That was actually a guy who was, he was like an extra.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a little kid. He was on the show. I don't remember him. I looked at the footage and was like, I don't know who that person is. But he was on the show, and you're right. He was, and he did, and it was bad. Just to sum it up.
Oh, that's some good times right there. Well, Ian, thank you so much for calling in. We were getting a little nervous. We hadn't heard from you in a while. We wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying.
All right. Well, good, Ian.
I'm still trying.
Well, we send you our love. I send you my love.
Absolutely. Okay.
I'll talk too, but no homo. Can't believe I said that on
here.
Take care. Okay, Jeff, I'm sorry. I'm not going to ruin any more of your show. I'm going to shut up now and let you do your thing.
I don't even care.
Y'all just go about your business. I'm just going to sit here in my mind. Don't even worry about it. Y'all just go on about your house.
I'm not doing anything. Jeff is coming at me.
I know. I'm just playing. Well, y'all
we
make sure you listen to
the
last
all
night's
the times
show.
We've strayed away from the topic. And Lord knows, that's been a million times.
Well, kids, make sure you go back and listen to last night's show, because towards the end of the show, we had a little heckler in the chat room, and I went a little crazy, and it was about to be some shit. So if you want to hear me go postal, make sure you listen to last night's show on demand. But in the meantime, how do we feel about older folks and having friends? Like, if you're 50, should you be hanging out with 21-year-olds?
I guess it depends on what's the basis of it, because I've got a lot of older friends, and I've got a lot of younger friends, but, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to hang out with, the 19-year-olds and be at the club,
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to get a sugar daddy and be with the 60-year-old either, but it's like,
I don't know who would do something like that.
I'm just saying, I don't care. I mean, even if that's your MO, that's your, I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It always just depends on what's your motive. That's my thought.
You know what's weird, though? Like, as soon as Jeff mentioned that, the first thing that popped into my head was, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm okay with it if it's, an older woman and a younger girl, or possibly, an older woman and a younger guy. But as soon as the image of, an older guy and a younger boy pops into my head, I'm automatically thinking child molester. Or an older guy and a younger girl, I'm automatically thinking child molester. I mean, I know that's so weird, because you can't pigeonhole that type of stuff, but
right.
That's automatically what popped in. I'm like, all right, I see older girls and younger guys all the time, whatever. That's no big deal. I mean, maybe that's just the thing with I always, for whatever reason, have this it's ingrained in my head, and let me know if I'm completely going back to the
1950s. I think it's all impressive. No.
But it's you always think of the guy as being the more, controlling and domineering, sex or whatever, So you see an older woman with a younger guy, you think, oh, well, he's got his own, he's holding his own, whatever, You never think anything of it. But you see an older guy with a younger boy or a younger girl,
automatically you think, uh-oh, red flag, hello.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, it's one of those things I always say, what is your motivation? Like, you know, why would you hang out with that person? Is it, what is the motivation? But, like, I've got a lot of older friends who I honestly like to hang out with them because they're great. I love their stories. I love when they, like, tell me things about, you know, growing up or just their life. And I like, I mean, they're funny. Like, they're hilarious. I love to be around hilarious people. And usually older people are much more hilarious to me. Like, they say they tell you the best stories, you know? So for me, my motivation is never, I don't know, I don't, I'm not their friends for any particular reason other than I like being around them.
Right. Well, I mean, I know for me, like, when I was, like, 18, 19 and so on, like, my friends were all, you know, at least 10 years older than me, if
mm-hmm.
not well into their 40s. You know, it was just a crowd that I related to better. Like, I did
right.
not relate well to people my own age. I never have.
Right.
You know, that's,
like,
been, that's so true, though. I mean, that's been for you, though, Jeff. That's been, like, for your entire life. I mean, I remember going over to your house, and we would go hang out with a crazy shark bite lady that lived across the street, and then you had your neighbor, Jenny. You know, like, you
yeah.
really...
And we were, like, 12 or whatever, and we kind of just go hang out with the neighbor ladies and watch movies and whatever, and... You know, I just related
yeah.
better to adults. I did not,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just wasn't my thing.
God,
right.
maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Yeah. You relate better to adults?
Oh,
well,
no,
not when you're 12,
the
you
young
shouldn't
end.
Be.
He wants the young
well,
one, not. Young, dumb, and
blonde.
Right,
I can't
right.
stand the rest.
Well, you know what's funny is that when I was younger, and, like, let's say I was, like, 19, 20, I would only date older men that were, like, 30, you know, because
ooh.
I would relate to them. But then once I got older, I was like, I don't want to date an old guy. I want to date somebody fun, you know? And so I started dating people that were either my age or could possibly potentially be. I would only go 5 years younger. Like, I had a rule. Like, I was like, I can't go beyond 5 years, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
well,
for
I mean,
me,
it
was like, I don't know. Like, I dated the older guy when I was younger, you know? So I can't talk about
try.
A girl who... Well, yeah, I can't talk about a girl who will date older men, or I can't talk about it, because I did that, you know?
Right. I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, I mean, besides from the whole point I was making earlier about, you know, stereotypes and what we see as being acceptable and not acceptable in society.
Right.
But you got to do you. You know, I mean,
right.
you know, I think my mom is like a perfect example of getting out there and finding what's good. I mean, she, after her and my dad split, her and my dad were same, similar age, like 1 or 2 years apart. She dated someone that was, I mean, old enough to be my grandfather.
Honey,
you know?
She dated the whole fucking spectrum, let's be honest.
And then she dated someone that was
yeah,
like only a few years older than me. You know, I mean,
uh-huh.
so more power to her. I mean, I got to give her a lot of credit for that. I mean, she has had the you know, like gumption and motivation and whatever to go out there and date
mm-hmm.
a wide spectrum of guys until, you know, she found one
oh,
that she liked.
Oh, she sure has.
Shut your face.
Jeffrey.
But, like I said, you got to do you, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do
I agree.
You.
I think so. I mean, I will be the first to say, let's say my relationship, God forbid, doesn't work out with my man. Lord knows I love him. But if it didn't, I'm going to be open to dating whomever. Like, I'm not going to discriminate, you know? And it's, you know, I probably wouldn't do the, you know, 20-something, but I'm definitely not going to discriminate, especially if it's an older guy, a younger guy. I mean, I'm just going to have fun. Like, I feel like
you know,
I'm at a point in my life where I don't need a man for anything, so I should just have fun, you know?
You know, I think, Karen, if I was in that boat with you, I would just make sure that I was super skinny and I'd probably just become a horse. Like, I would just, basically I would turn into Michael is what it would come down to. You know, I just.
He's super skinny and is a whore?
No, no.
I've
become very, very celibate in my my ripe old age of 22.
Bitch, that's because you don't have time. That do your hookups no more. But, you know, God forbid Michael had a hookup and had to call 911 because they were trying to whoop his ass. I'm just wondering, what do you think? Should the 911 tapes be made public?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
God.
I would love to hear Jeff's 911 tapes if those ever went public. I mean, if they sounded anything like him and the cat clip,
you know,
I can only imagine.
There is actually one. There was an incident at my house where somebody kind of came in and was going after somebody else in my house.
Oh, boy.
And I was pretty traumatized from it, you know, that they just kind of barged in. And I was so upset with 911 because they were not listening to me. And I'm like, you need to send somebody here right now. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, this person's trained in some shit and could kill this other person with their hands. Like, chairs
are
going up.
Oh, are we talking about that
flying.
Psycho Laura chick? She was a little psycho.
No, no, no. Michael. You know, it was just a bad situation. And I have a really big problem with it. And, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever, when the whole Demi Moore tape came out, I was listening to the guy's attitude on 911. It took them over 2.5 minutes just to get to a point where they could send an ambulance. The guy's like, well, I got to call so-and-so. And they're like, no, you need to send somebody. He's like, well, hold on, hold on, hold on. They kept arguing and fighting. And then he called Beverly Hills, and then they were not the right place, and it was actually him who needed to send it from the get-go. And I just think, like, that is horrible. There's no excuse for this.
Right.
Like, why did it take so long?
Did you hear the 911 tape of, you know, the guy who blew up his house and blew up his children? Where they were like, the social worker called and said, I smell gas. Something's going on. You need to get someone out here right away. He slammed the door in my face. The kids are in there crying. Like, he had to give out, like, so much information. All I need to hear is, this guy's crazy, he's got kids, and I smell gas. It should have been, on the way. Like, all these other questions you can ask me after you've dispatched them. You know?
That was something, we touched base a little bit, I think, on Monday. And then I saw the 911 tape was released. And, like, you know, there was a part of me that I wanted to hear it. And, I, of course, I went and listened to it.
Yeah.
And I realized,
like,
I didn't even want to hear it. Because once I read that they found a hatchet next to the kids' bodies and wounds on them, I just lost my mind. Like, I put this nasty little thing to Dear Josh Powell on my Facebook page. Like, I was just infuriated. And I'm like, I hope nobody goes to his funeral and he rots in hell. Like, you are a piece of shit. You are a selfish son of a bitch who they should beat the shit out of your dead corpse and drag it down the fucking street so everybody has a chance to kick your face. Like, it angered me to my core. Like, I mean, I was literally spitting nails for, like, an hour. Like, just walking around the house like, oh.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, it just
I agree. I've never felt so, like, I just felt so, like, my heart just broke. Like, I just couldn't even imagine being that social worker and having to hear that and see that. And, like, she probably did her job. Like, I would never work again. I couldn't handle it.
Right.
I couldn't
imagine. I couldn't.
You know what I mean?
I couldn't.
But going back to the question about should tapes be released or not, I mean, actually, you know, I thought a lot about this because we planned the shows out, you know, for the weekend. At first, I was like, well, yes, of course they should be released. I mean, come on. That's, you know,
it's
talking
so
about, like, Danny Warren. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, that's a very valid point. I mean, yeah, sure, the only reason we want to hear about these tapes is because it has to do with someone who's, like, a celebrity or, you know, there's some sort of sensational drama going on around about it. But at the end of the day, that is someone's, like, worst, biggest nightmare or fear when they are literally at their worst.
Yeah.
That's nobody's business. You know, like, you're on the phone trying to get help to save your kid, or, you know, you're seeing someone getting stabbed, or there's a car accident. You've got a million things running through your mind. You've got adrenaline pumping through your veins. That is at your worst. And then we're going to take someone's moment like that, and we're going to broadcast it on national television and on every junk cable news channel that there is.
Well, here's
the thing. That's partly why we didn't do the clip here.
I'm glad you didn't.
Originally, they had the tapes. They did this because there was a lot of people saying, I was calling 911. The ambulance wasn't showing up when they said they showed up, or this wasn't happening, or that was happening. So they made them public so that there was more, I guess if you want to call it evidence or whatever. My thing is, if it gets to that point, Why can't it just be released in court? I just don't understand it. I don't understand how 911 does not fall under the HIPAA law. You know, and there's a lot of argument saying that, well, we pay for the service, so we should be able to hear it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, we all pay for Medicaid, so do you guys want to give up your health records? We also pay for the mail service, but I can't open your mail.
Right, exactly. I agree. I completely agree.
It's just kind of insane. Girl, what are you, checking out at Aldi's now?
Shush you. Be quiet.
I was wondering why you went quiet in the chat room. Your man must have got tired of typing, chasing you around the produce department.
Oh,
I know, he did. He did. You know what it is? I had to stop at the store and grab some things. I know it's very unprofessional of me to do that, but I just had to.
Because it's not like I constantly go out and smoke cigarettes and have a glass of wine during the show. So.
Karen,
you were good up until we heard the beeping at the checkout. So maybe next time just ask the checkout lady to turn off her noisemaker.
Right. Can you turn your beeping off? Because I'm doing a live radio show.
Does she look friendly? Does she look friendly? Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a lady, but she's actually helping someone else now. I'm already walking out the door.
I'm just going to tell you to give her the phone.
I know. I would have, but you know what? I'm going down an elevator to the parking garage.
Wait, there's an elevator in the grocery store?
Yes.
Honey, be careful. Someone might rob you and steal your food.
They're going to steal my multigrain waffles and my turkey sausage.
Karen Ashley robbed at the supermarket for multigrain waffles tonight at 11.
You know, they're going to steal the multigrains. I don't think anyone else eats multigrain waffles but me.
That is horrible. I just don't even know what to do with you folks right now.
Huh?
Well, hopefully you won't have to make a 911 call, because you know that shit will be all over the news. Yeah.
I know, right? It's embarrassing. But you know, I think it's so sad, because it's, like you said, it's the worst moment in your life. Some people are in distress. You know, some people are, I mean, it's just the most tragic moment. I'm sure everyone there, when Demi Moore was on the floor and convulsing and in and out of consciousness, I mean, they were freaked out. You know, the lady sounded pretty calm on the phone, but it's like, I know she was just like thinking after it was all said and done, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be bigger than what it even is, you know?
Well,
and obviously she's going through some things in her life, you know? She got into rehab.
Well, if you listen to the Demi Moore thing, the guy in the beginning to me sounds like a complete dick. And about halfway through, when they're starting to say Rue, 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 and they're saying Demi, 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 I mean, anybody, you know, if they're Beverly Hills, come on, you're going to figure out what's going on. His entire attitude changed the minute he put together who it was. And if you go back and listen to the tape, you're going to say that I'm not crazy and that you'll hear it too. His demeanor completely changed when he realized who it was.
Wow. That's pretty sad.
And I'm sorry. Look, and I would be devastated if they stopped broadcasting 911 tapes. I'm not going to lie to you. Because if I don't get to hear about the crazy drunk bitch at Burger King calling 911 because they didn't give her the right burger and sauce, I would be a very sad person. Because those are my absolute favorite, is to go on YouTube and hear the crazy drunk 911 call.
I know, because one of your ladies called because they stopped serving breakfast at McDonald's.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't time yet, and they wouldn't do it. And then somebody was drunk calling, and they reported themselves for driving drunk.
Wow.
Talk about, you got to come get me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, ma'am, we'll pull over the car. She's like, well, no. She's like, it's more fun than, it was bad.
Oh, gosh.
It was an absolute riot.
Wow. Wow.
That's
on that note.
Yeah, that shit's over. All right, kids, make sure you tune in tomorrow for Karen's Trivia Contest on Twitter. Make sure you're following her at Karen Ashley so she can get you some stuff. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night, kids. Bye-bye.
Good
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Good night, fellas.
Take a little time to enjoy Joan and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun.
I want to get high with Joan Rivers.